You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Chelsea Jade's in the studio with us. Hi, Chelsea Jade.
Hi.
Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
How are you? Are you well?
I am well. I'm well because I got some cool news, which is that the show, I guess we're going to talk about, sold out this morning.
Well, there's no need to talk about it, really, is there?
Yeah,
just gloat. Yeah. By the way, my show's sold out. That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. This is the show at Galatos on 22nd of Nov.
Yeah, it's on Thursday. And well, what I'd like to say about it is that one of my best friends is opening the show and you cannot miss it. Sobelo, she opens the show, so you don't come late.
Sobelo opens the show and it's sold out. So it's sold out for a reason, obviously, because you're really good.
It's almost like I'm thinking of it as like a pity sellout. Like,
oh, the poor thing. Have you heard her music lately? Oh, yeah. Look, I'll get a ticket for you as well. We'll show some.
They're assessing my Instagram and they're like, she seems lonely. Like, let's rally around her.
I mean, you could say that that's a bad thing, but I don't think that's the case.
I'm just kidding. I'm really grateful.
I think people love you. I think people love your stuff that you do. I think your music that you make. For people who don't know, you've got interesting pedigree, eh? I think teacups, maybe.
Yeah.
No?
That's definitely a thing that happened. Yep.
Yeah, I think maybe that's where we met. I think where we met.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Over some teacups. No. You've been making music for ages, eh? Now.
For ages,
For
a good long time.
Are you a professional musician? Is it like what you do?
It is what I do
for an earn.
I have two careers that run in tandem, which is one is being an artist and one is being a songwriter. And so
that's pretty good. Cool.
Well, like I write for other people.
The classic question there is, how do you decide which songs to keep for yourself?
Well, I don't write anything. When it's just me and a producer, if we've been set up or whatever, I never write as if... I guess the thing is, I always just write to my own taste. So
right. And if someone else decides they'd like something, you go, oh, maybe.
Have it. There are endless ideas in the world. Like, just give them away.
See, I find that quite interesting because I find that interesting, like with painters as well. My friend's a painter, and you know, the idea of putting so much of yourself into a piece of art and then selling it to someone and wondering, I hope they've been looked after.
I don't know, man.
Are you the same with songs?
Like, no, songs? I think it's I find it really important for me to just ego check, like, it doesn't matter. Like, as long as the song gets heard. And
yeah,
maybe
sure.
If someone else sings it, more people will hear it. So
yeah, cool. So the show is in support of what?
I put out a record, my first full length album this year called Personal Best. And I have
sorry, things not going
there. Mike, what?
It's playing in the background.
This one here. This is the background.
This is the second track. This is Ride or Cry. We had Personal Best before.
Now, our first full length album.
Are we going to play the whole thing?
We're going to play it from beginning to end, then we're going to play it again, then we're going to discuss it. Tell us about making the album.
I made it because I moved to LA and I was very bereft as to how I was going to do life. So, is this studio haunted? The lights.
No, this is. I put on the lights for you.
Mike, he just put on the disco lights. Not
on purpose, actually. But
oh, not on purpose.
Isn't it weird that we've even got them though?
You're like, this will help you tell your story.
Yeah,
like,
tell us about LA. Well, hang on, I've got some LA lights here.
I made it with my friends because I didn't know what else to do when I got to LA. It was all I was like the lead up to moving to LA was so high octane and hard and difficult to execute that when I finally got there I was like, holy crap, I haven't even figured out what I'm going to do when I actually get there.
isn't that what you're supposed to do when you're in LA?
Yeah,
though, get there and go, I don't even know what I'm doing here, sort of thing.
And
yeah.
Also it seems fitting to get to LA and then just make an album. Seems like what you'd do.
Yeah.
If I went to LA, maybe I'd do that. I don't know.
Like maybe there's thing at the airport, you can just go down that lane for recording artists.
Yeah.
pick a studio and off you go, sort of thing. Why LA? Of all the places in the whole wide world that you could go.
Because that's where the music machine really hums the loudest, I feel like. And I like this. I like the idea. I know it sounds not romantic, but I don't like the idea of writing music being romantic. It's if you can consider it kind of just a thing that you can do, and it's kind of exercising. You're jogging every day, you're writing a song every day, and it's not imbued with so much weight, and you can get really good at it, which is something that maybe I found really hard before because I was so desperate to be good, but was crippled by that anxiety to be good that I just didn't know how to do
it. And never really know what good is.
Yeah, you never know.
Lots of artists probably experience that, sort of have to make something that they feel like is good the first time round rather than just making loads of stuff.
Yeah.
And then picking.
Did the completing the album and having it already and then releasing it, did that give you more of an idea of sort of where you want to go
next? Totally, that's the gift of putting out an album. I feel like you've like laid the groundwork for what you like start to be capable of, and you're like, oh cool, so I can like I've got a little blueprint sort of thing.
Yeah, and I think it marks time, and it also sort of gives you something to jump off, hey?
And I also, like, I produced one song by myself on this record, and I think that, like, as I go along, I'll just, like, expand on how many songs I produce.
You're taking a liking to twiddling the knobs. I mean, that's another world again, isn't it?
Yeah, I learned that producers are the ones that make all the money.
So I thought I might try producing. And so, you speaking of making things with your friends, I just took a quick look at your new video, which is awesome. It's awesome.
I presume you're talking about Laugh It Off.
Yes.
Yeah. So that came out a few months ago, but yeah, that was.
And that won Best Short, was it?
Yeah, at the Show Me Shorts Festival.
Ha ha, congratulations!
Thanks. Which so is technically, awesome. Yeah. I can put it up for an Academy Award.
And you can call it award winning, right? Now.
I guess I can.
Yeah. You're an award-winning video.
With a sold-out show, award-winning video.
Yeah, that was really cool. I mean, I'm just happy that I got to celebrate the Waterview Tunnel with Auckland, even though I don't live here.
Doesn't it look cool in that video, though? It looks so Blade Runner-y and just and tidy. It looks so tidy. I don't know whether other people have untidy tunnels, but.
I mean,
I enjoy a good tunnel. It's very.
Me too. I mean, I kind of hate the way there's speed cameras in that tunnel.
I'm sure there's like amazing B-roll footage on those security cameras then of me like leaning out of the car.
Well, yeah, we'll be there. Don't you worry about that.
Well, if anyone works, they'll be like,
police want to talk to this girl. Hanging out of a car at the Waterview Tunnel, blah, 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 blah. It'd be like that one.
I really did wonder if we would get into trouble, but so far, no.
No, so far no. What do you look for when you're making a video? Because you have great ideas about image, I think.
Thanks. I talked to my friend Alex Gander, who I've made all my videos.
Not Alex who used to do Viewmaster here on this very breakfast show.
I believe it is Alex who used to do Viewmaster on this very breakfast show.
Well,
we gave him his start pretty much.
Did you also give him his did you kick him out too?
Yeah, I said, Alex, I said there's something else on the horizon for you. I don't know what it is yet. But go, you're free. You are released.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Run, Alex. Show us what you're made of. Yep.
And there he did.
He did too. And there, so he got a camera. He got a lighting guy, and you push your nose up on the glass, and off we were. That's
bingo.
Do you care about videos and stuff like that? That side of it.
Yeah, I care about them so much that I have so few. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it takes me so long to think of ideas.
Mm. What about the people? I think videos, the situation with music videos at the moment is really unusual because people, unless it's a great big hoo-ha or a couple of certain genres, really hard to get people to see them, you know? I mean, you can say, we'll put it on YouTube, but it doesn't really sort of, there are another couple of things on YouTube that people can often get.
That's true. I guess it's good not to think about that stuff when you're actually making it, though. Like,
don't even think about that. I didn't even say it then.
I mean, imagine like running your creative brain on like what you think people will like.
I mean just getting an outlet for it, so people can see it, not whether people like it, whether people can even see it.
Dude, totally. I used to hustle like a premiere at a time because I'm just like a one woman, you know, like industry or whatever, and it would take me months just to get like, but I got good ones. But like, I can only get like one at a time from like hassling people at outlets.
That's quite cool though. It means you're prepared to put in hard yards. Should we play Laugh It Off?
Have a laugh, eh?
Chelsea, thank you so much for coming to the studio and talking to us this morning. Chelsea Jade, you're playing at Galatas on the 22nd this coming Thursday.
That's tomorrow.
Of course, that's come around really quick.
It's come around very fast.
So I might need to slow my November down. And then in Wellington and Christchurch. And it's, the show's sold out, so.
If anyone wants to fly down to Christchurch, we could do with some more bodies.
Now, that would be nice. Wouldn't that be nice? A bit of support from Aucklanders, eh? We're quite a bit of disc Christchurch in the South Island all the time, aren't we? But you're not prepared to go down there and just sort of bump up the numbers a wee bit?
Okay.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Thanks.
You're coming in hot, but not so bright. Making a meal of any appetite. Just take it easy. Cause if I held you up against the light, I could see clear enough to cut right to where you're weakest.
That's Chelsea Jade, Laugh It Off. Play some advertisements now and come back with a track from So Below, who opening for Chelsea as well as October also. And that show starts at 9 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. Galatos, if you're going along to that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.